هدى رمضان والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان
بالنور أشرق والهدى رمضان
رمضان
والخير أقبل وارتقى الإيمان.
Welcome to this episode of Ramadan Reminders. I'm Yusuf Estes, reminding myself and you and all of us about the importance, the beauties, and the blessings of this month, Shah Ramadan, the month of fasting. But there's so many more things associated with this month, aren't there? Have you considered how beautiful is something called Taraweeh? What is Taraweeh? Often, we think of it as a chance to all get together and stand and pray together. But did you know that it's not an obligation for Muslims to do this? You don't have to pray it. Some Muslims are of the notion, they have this idea, that this month is the only time they really need to pray. They don't worry about their prayers in the rest of the year. In fact, even in Ramadan, they don't worry too much about their regular prayers. They just make sure they pray the Taraweeh. Now, Taraweeh is something that is done after the last Salah, the very last Salah of the night. Then we begin our Taraweeh. So, Isha, the last prayer of night, is completed. And then, the Imam begins to lead what is considered Nafla. It's not obligation, but it's very nice. It has great rewards with it, no doubt. But it is not an obligation. It is something that if a person never did it ever in their whole life, they would be missing a lot. But they could still be a good Muslim and still go to paradise. On the other hand, the real Salah, that's an obligation on us. Even if a person did the Taraweeh every single year, but they left out the other prayers or didn't take care of them properly, this could be a huge problem on the Day of Judgment. And there would be no guarantee that they'd be going to the paradise. So let's be careful to take care of the Salah, which is obligation. The word they use in Arabic for an obligation is wajib, compulsory, or farida. These are the things which are absolutely mandatory for us to do. The Salah is a fard in Islam. So much so that it's considered one of the five main pillars of Islam. After the Shahada, to say, I believe there's only one God and I believe Muhammad is His messenger, I have to establish the Salah. That's always mentioned that same way. To establish this beautiful connection between me and my God, to get my prayers answered, but also to fulfill the obligation that I have. Do you know that before the time of Prophet Muhammad, only the prophets were obliged to do this Salah? Other people, if they did it, was good, nice, not a problem, such as the time of Muhammad, peace be upon him, when his followers would like to join him in those prayers that he had to offer. So it was never an obligation on the general public until the time of Muhammad. And then something amazing happened. It was actually during the time that the early Muslims still lived in Mecca. And in one night, Allah caused the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to go all the way from Mecca to Jerusalem. In one night. Not only that, to go all the way up to heaven and back to Jerusalem and then back home. All in one night. We always like to think about Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. That's the month in the month of Ramadan. But what about that night? The night called Isra wal Miraj. This is mentioned in the Quran, by the way. If you want to read a lot about it, go to chapter 17, Al-Isra, and read about this. But for right now, I'm talking about the Salah, because it was on that occasion when the Prophet, peace be upon him, was right up by Allah. And Allah was telling him about 50 prayers a day for the believers. When Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, began to leave, he saw the Prophet Moses. The Prophet Moses asked him about it. He said, Allah ordered 50 salawat prayers. He said, he'll never do it. Get him to reduce it. Prophet Muhammad asked him to reduce it. And he reduced it to 45. And Moses said, no, go back, get it reduced again and again and again until it was only 5. Moses said, I had a nation before. They won't even do the 5. Get it reduced. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, I can't do that. So he came back and brought this to us. And all the companions were so happy because they wanted this. This is the prayers of the prophets. And you and I can do it as Muslims. And it's our obligation. We must do this. And by the way, Allah gives you 10 times the reward for it. So it still equals 50. Well, that's it. We've run out of time. Remember the website, www.RamadanReminders.com. Till next time, peace. Assalamu alaikum.